neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Custom that we have on the night of Rosh Hashanah, we have mamtakim, sweets, as Gemara brings. We have two sources in the Gemara that this minhag is brought to start the year in the right attitude by eating this delicious food. So it's brought that one should prevent to have some sour food, spicy food, and the fruits that they're not ripe. So obviously the sour food makes you sour, and spicy, Hashem Yalachem. Yeah. So look into the recipes because actually you have this 3 days right after one another. You have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and followed by Shabbat. So as far as the drink, food, just try to have them as sweet as possible. Like the flavor, some, you know, they strict, like even lemon flavor, they have water, drinks, and so on. So some, they follow this menu till after Hoshana Rabbah. So bad dvash, bad honey, some hold that should not be used, and some use it, as we say in Yehiratzon, that we like to have a year as sweet as dvash. It's brought that it's better, of course, with the consult of the family, to use sugar instead, as Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai brings, or even the apple, you make a compote. And also to dip the bread in this time, but still you should have the salt, as every time you have souda, you have bread, you dip it 3 times, as I suggested. So you should do both. You have to do the salt and also the sugar or the honey if you like to use. So you should keep the salt on the table. And then if you like to use either the honey or the sugar, so you dip it in the sugar also. So this is siman be'alma, so that means just a reminder. It's like a training that by whatever that we eat, and there are more details about it, but as far as, you know, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, such as rimon, the pomegranate, make sure it's not sour. Usually they are. If they are, you put some sugar on it. And beets, usually they are sweet, but you should have sugar handy for pomegranate. For I guess the beans are okay. Don't use any hot pepper in it. You put the sugar in it, or the apple, you could have choices. Now, those that they like to have honey, dip it in the honey, but those that they prefer to have it compote, you cook it in the sugar, and this way, according to those that you should not use honey, then you'll be safe.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.